Hey friend, today I wanted to talk about facing discouragement and fear. Right now you might be going through a very rough season of discouragement and opposition as a Christian entrepreneur. Maybe you even know someone that started a business and they are already seeing success come out of it. That can be discouraging too. You might even be surrounded by people that are discouraging and negative. If that's you and you're listening to this, it's no accident, my friend. And it was put on my heart to talk about facing discouragement as a business owner and how to navigate through it and through negativity. I felt it was important to talk about four things that you should ignore as a Christian woman in business, and just to encourage you to remain positive and hang on to God's promises in whatever season that you are currently finding yourself in. Listen in, friend, and be encouraged with today's episode. Let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Does it ever seem like you just can't get away from discouraging circumstances or in some way, shape, or form, negativity or opposition? Maybe you feel a little discouraged because your business isn't growing, or you have a friend or family member that doesn't believe in what you're doing. This can be extremely discouraging, and I know how it feels. I've had many seasons of hardship and discouragement, and I used to ask God why all the time. Always asked him why. Why am I always struggling? Why are things always so hard? What is the lesson that I'm supposed to learn from this? And in episode one, I talked about how through the years, I tried several different ways to be creative in some way. And in those hard times, I had very little support from people around me. And with every new idea that I had, it never worked out. And I always felt like maybe I should just give up. And I'm just so tired of trying to make things work, trying to force things. But this is not a victor's attitude. And I think a lot of the time that we end up in this place because we're dealing with our circumstances in our own strength, not God's. So it's really easy to get discouraged. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:12 that he learned through any situation that he faced through God how to live abundantly and enjoy things regardless of his circumstances. And Paul was facing execution, and he learned to be content in his circumstances. It's really easy to think that God is punishing you for something, that he's got you in the wilderness. I used to always say that. I'm in the wilderness. And the Israelites are a good example of wilderness living. What was supposed to be an 11-day journey for them turned out to be a 40-year waiting season because they had to learn to rely on God, and God had to prepare them for the promised land. If you're just simply handed something without being prepared for it, the less that you're going to appreciate the thing that God is giving you. As God worked on me and my mindset, and as I've spent time with him, this is what I've learned. Your hardships and rough circumstances are not to punish you. They are to help you grow. God always has a reason for every single trial that you face, and it is never to punish or discourage. God knows what you need to face to help you grow into who you are supposed to be. It's very easy to get discouraged when your new business idea doesn't work out. Mindset counts for a lot of it, but so does also leaning on God. And there are four things that I've had to work very hard on ignoring or even detaching myself from as I'm trying to grow my business. Number one is negativity. Some people will try to minimize your effort to grow your business no matter what level of success that you're at. Some people are just jealous and they don't want to see you be successful. Or maybe that's not even those things, the reason why. And it could be that they're just deflecting about how they feel about themselves onto you. Not only that, negativity is very draining. If you're around someone that is negative and you can't completely stay away from them, limit time with them. And at the very least, if you can't do that, limit the information that you give them. If you know that there's a chance that whatever ideas that you express might not be supported, don't share it with them. Find a more supportive friend. Number two is numbers and analytics. When you're trying to grow your business, it is completely important to remember that growing traffic and page views and community members will go up and down. Some days you might have high numbers and some days you might have none. And these things are going to fluctuate from day to day. So this doesn't mean that you're failing or what you're doing isn't working. It just simply, those numbers and analytics are just there to show you the kind of content that your audience likes best. So don't get hung up on the numbers. They won't tell you that your business is growing, even though it probably is. And number three is overnight success. Maybe you know someone that just started their business and within like 30 days, their business is really rocking. And this kind of business growth, though, it is completely unattainable and a completely unrealistic goal. I have personally known people that have started a business and had major growth within weeks. And then either they're not doing so well now, they're not doing their business, or it was too much too fast and they had to step away from it for a bit. Slow growth is a much more attainable goal. You want to focus on long-term success, and that's why I teach you how to utilize SEO and content strategy, because if it's done right, your content will continue to bring you traffic for a long time. Number four is comparing your progress to others' success. The first thing to remember is not everyone's success is going to look like yours will. Everyone starts at the beginning. So if you're comparing yourself to someone that has a couple years in business and you're at the very beginning, of course it's going to be discouraging. And it's really easy to get stuck looking at what others have accomplished. And you want to be in that place yourself, but because you aren't where they are, you start getting discouraged. And instead of comparing, view it as an inspiring or as a motivator to grow your business. If you don't give up, you will eventually start seeing progress. So to recap, the four things that you should ignore are number one, limit negativity. Number two, don't get obsessed with numbers and analytics. Number three, overnight success is an unattainable goal. And number four, do not compare yourself to others' success. I also want to point you to a couple scriptures that the desire placed on your heart is there because God has placed it there. And I encourage you to read these scriptures. So it's Ephesians 2:10, Ephesians 3:20, and Acts 1:7. And really dig into these scriptures and journal your thoughts on what stands out to you the most in these scriptures. Pray and meditate on them and ask God to give you wisdom. Talk next week, friend. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.